Hello from the team behind the Hypnosis Bootcamp. My name is Julianne, and you're here because you're interested in learning more about using the Law of Attraction in your life. The Law of Attraction Bootcamp is an intensive hypnosis experience where you get to experience profound inner change all within just 7 days. Each day, you listen to a new hypnosis audio of around 30 to 40 minutes. These audio sessions use powerful NLP or neuro-linguistic programming techniques, and every one will build progressively upon the others, creating a compelling force for change unlike anything you've experienced before. On completion, you can return to any of the sessions or the complete course as and when you feel the need. The Law of Attraction Bootcamp starts with awakening your power to manifest with visualization. We'll make sure you're open to abundance and can attract what you really want into your life. We'll even add in ways to eliminate doubt, disbelief, and disappointment. And finally, we will make sure you maintain powerful intentions at all times to make sure you manifest your desires into your life. Sounds like a recipe for success, doesn't it? It all feels absolutely effortless too, as you will be using the power of your subconscious mind to help do the work for you. Hypnosis and NLP are powerful and proven methods for helping you change your mindset and attitude, allowing you to manifest your desires with the Law of Attraction. And this taster session will give you a little demonstration of how effective such techniques can be. So sit back, relax, close your eyes, and we'll give you a small taste of how you can change how you feel using a little taste of hypnosis and a few simple NLP techniques. Prepare to be surprised at the results. You're here because you want something in your life to change. We can agree on that much, can't we, even though we don't know each other? Change is a strange beast. We want it, yet if it's too big, we can feel scared of it. But the worst part about it is, not many people know how to create it on demand. Being in control of change is to be in control of your destiny and, to a very great extent, your emotions. The question is, how do you bring about the changes you desire? How do you attract more money or feel more confidence? Can such things be done at will? We've been conditioned to believe that many things in life are outside our control. We say things are just in our genes or our DNA, or we believe that certain things are just a matter of luck. You know, it's not what you know, it's who you know, or some people are just born lucky. Then the rest of us sort of plod through life, wishing things were somehow different, and maybe buying a lottery ticket now and then in case it's our turn for our share of luck this week. Then when it doesn't win, we sigh quietly inside and continue settling for life as it is, telling ourselves it's not really that bad after all. But what if there was an alternative? Perhaps there is another way. Let's look again at change and how it comes about, and more to the point, whether we can have any control over it or not. Of course, there are natural forces over which we don't have any control. You can't change the order of the seasons, or even the political situation in the Middle East, unless you happen to be a politician in that arena, of course. Those are big global issues. But personal change, now that's altogether a different matter. You see, you can change your mind. Now I'm not talking about the kind of change of mind like when you decide you prefer one brand of coffee over another, or you decide the blue shoes go better with what you're wearing than the black ones. We're familiar with changing our minds on a small scale like that. But what if we could change our very beliefs? Consider this for a moment. Whatever you believe about yourself, about life and about the way the world works, whatever you believe about the meaning of life, even those beliefs came from all over the place. There was no plan, was there? Your parents, teachers, television and so on fed your young mind with the best, hopefully, of whatever they thought was right at the time. And often they would even have conflicted each other, leaving you confused. Remember? And how many times in your life so far have you discovered that something you'd always assumed to be true has turned out to be an old wives' tale, or has been blown out of the water by some new scientific discovery, leaving you needing to reconstruct some part of your model of the world? Are you beginning to get the point? Yes, that's right. You could feed your brain your own beliefs, couldn't you? Suppose you believe that you can succeed in anything you're drawn to. How different would your life be if you believed that there was always a way to solve any problem? Maybe you've heard of a famous self-help book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. The author, Susan Jeffers, tells her readers that at some point she decided to adopt the belief, "No matter what happens, I can handle it." Can you feel how powerful that is compared to something like, "No way, I can't do something like that," whatever that is for you? The problem is that all too often you grit your teeth and steel yourself, summoning all your willpower, but inside you feel the same, and outside nothing much changes. All you're left with is a memory of a struggle. Not the best encouragement for trying to better yourself or your life, right? That's where hypnosis comes in. And in a moment, so keep listening, I'll demonstrate the power of it. Hypnosis can cut through the resistance. It can override the pain of past memories and experiences, and it can find its way through long, even forgotten traumas, like water seeping into a glass filled with sand. Even better, it works fast, because it bypasses the gatekeepers of the conscious mind. The logical part of you that tells you that you can't, or that it can't be done, all based on belief sets you've picked up once upon a time from goodness knows where. In fact, there are no limits to what humans can achieve. We have already flown spacecraft to the farther reaches of the solar system and beyond. In terms of personal achievement, think of people like Oprah Winfrey, who had the most disadvantaged childhood imaginable, or Henry Ford, the man with no education who believed in his car and his dream when nobody else did. Does this mean we should all be like them? No, of course not. But it does mean that there is no dream you can't achieve. If they can, you can. That's the point. It's not about being them, it's about becoming more of yourself. So how does it work? Close your eyes and bear with me for a moment, and let's try a simple experiment, shall we? So just get comfortable and close your eyes. Take a moment right now and take stock of how you're feeling at this moment. Maybe you'll choose to focus on the reason you're drawn to this particular program, the one you're asking yourself about investing in to change your life right now. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being awful and 10 being fantastic, how do you feel about that part of your life right now? Just give it a number. Don't overthink it. Just pick a number that feels right. There's no right or wrong answer. Okay, now think about a friend who makes you laugh the most. Just bring that person to mind. And if you can't think of a person you know, who's your favourite comedian? What's your favourite funny film? Or your comedy show on TV? All right, now flip back to that issue you were thinking of originally and check to see what number comes to mind now. It's a little better, right? Of course, it won't have all gone away, and nothing will have been fixed, but in all probability, the number you first thought of will drift back to where it was. But for a moment, you felt better just by thinking about something else that makes you feel good, didn't you? The point is, you have the power to choose what to think about. When you think about something that makes you feel good, like the friend who makes you laugh the most or your favourite comedy film, you feel better. When you feel better, you make clearer, better decisions. Let's take another example. Suppose you're going on a date or to an important business meeting with someone new. You get to the rendezvous, but your appointment isn't there. As it gets later and later and this man or woman doesn't show up, what goes through your mind? If you believe they've stood you up, you're likely to feel pretty angry, or maybe dejected. So you might send a rude message and storm out of the venue with steam coming from your ears. If, on the other hand, you're worried they might have been in an accident, you might feel worried about them, so you might think of contacting them to see if they're all right. And what if you got home and discovered that you'd made a mistake, and there on your calendar it was clearly marked that the meeting is actually next week? Can you see that your behaviour will be dictated by your thoughts and beliefs about that situation? And the consequences and outcomes could be very different in each case. The consequences and outcomes will be driven by what you believe to be the case. Now, here's the brilliant part. What you've just discovered is that you can change your thoughts. In other words, you've changed your mind, and your feelings and behaviours change accordingly and automatically. And they change your outcomes. But first, you had to remember to change your thoughts. The first ones that came to mind were the ones that your early programming brought up automatically, like a habit. Just like the way you brush your teeth or you tie your shoelaces are habits. Hypnosis has the magnificent advantage of being able to reprogram your subconscious itself. So the next time you're in a situation where you reacted in some way you didn't like, you'll find yourself responding confidently with the newly programmed response. One you've chosen, not one that's been randomly and unintentionally placed there by other people, however well-meaning they may have been at the time. Here's one more example so you can really feel the power of the hypnosis process. And remember, this is just the tip of the iceberg. All right, think of something that mildly irritates you. You know, like drivers who cut across you when you're driving, or a neighbour's dog that won't stop barking, something of that nature. Don't go for anything too big or of major importance. This is just an example. And close your eyes to do this. Okay, good. Now notice how you play that out in your mind. Do you see pictures? Are they in colour or black and white? Are they close up or far away? Are they moving or still? Are they two or three dimensional? Do you see yourself in the picture, or is it as if you were there seeing it through your own eyes? How about sound? Is there sound or a soundtrack of some kind? How loud is it? Is it in stereo, surround sound, or just coming from one source? Is it clear or fuzzy? Just spend a moment or two discovering how you represent something that irritates you inside your mind. Okay, now open your eyes. That was your automatic, pre-programmed way of calling something irritating to mind. So, close your eyes again, and this time think of something you enjoy, like maybe ice cream, or some comedy on TV, or dancing, something you do fairly regularly, perhaps a hobby you find really fun and enjoyable. Got something? Great. Now do the same process of discovery. Are there pictures in your mind? Are they in colour? How bright or vivid are the colours? Is it two or three dimensional? Close up, far away, or middle distance? Are you in the picture, or are you seeing it through your own eyes as if you were back there? Check the soundtrack just like before. Loud or soft? Non-existent? Stereo or mono? Just spend a few moments discovering how you represent something fun to yourself. Don't worry, there are no right or wrong answers. This can be as individual as your fingerprint. When you know a lot about your way of recalling fun and enjoyable things, open your eyes once more. Now here's the big discovery. There are differences, aren't there? There are differences between the thing that irritates you and the thing that you enjoy in the way they're represented in your mind. One set of images may have been brighter or dimmer than the other, or nearer or further away. Maybe one was noisy and the other one silent. Whatever they are, try this. Close your eyes and go back to the irritating thing and change the qualities of that representation. That's the colours, the sounds, the dimensions and so on. Change the qualities until they match the qualities of the fun thing that you recollected. So maybe the irritating thing had sharp, loud sounds while the fun thing had music playing in the background. Change the soundtrack to music. Perhaps the first thing was two-dimensional, like a photograph, whereas the fun memory was holographic and you could walk around it like a film set. Make the irritating thing match. Just play with it. This very playing is the beginning of you taking control. Do this for a couple of moments. Now get ready for a big surprise. Go back to the irritating thing. Bring it to mind. What happens? Did you notice that although you can recall it, it's no longer quite so irritating? You could use this kind of technique for other thoughts. Let's say you love to eat cheese, but you have to stick to a low-fat diet for medical reasons. And maybe you're struggling with letting go of that cheese. It's your favourite after all. Try the same thing. You can always go back and visualise yourself eating cheese and how delicious it is, and play with it. Go into the scene and then add chili or mustard or anything you hate to the cheese in your hand. Tripe is a good one, by the way. Change the soundtrack to the music from Psycho or the Funeral March, and then see what results you get. You should find that the food you found so irresistible is, well, a little more resistible now. Again, just play with it. The very playing starts to place you firmly in control. Do this for a couple of moments and then see what happens. And remember, this is just the beginning. Never again will that thing, whether it was something irritating you, or whether it was your favourite food that you need to eat less of, whatever it was, never again will that thing hold so much power over you. You are starting to take control of your life, because you're discovering that you can control what's inside your mind. Hypnosis allows you to choose the programming. Not some long-forgotten idea, not even a well-remembered traumatic experience either. You see, it's not the event that gets in your way, but the way your mind reacts to the memory of that event. And that's within your power to change right now. You're going to love your life and the self you'll become through some gentle hypnosis. It's gentle yet powerful, and it's perhaps the fastest way known to take control of your destiny. So now you have an idea of what hypnosis and NLP can do for you, and how you can use it to change your thoughts, and therefore change your confidence and your life. Next, to enjoy the full experience, visit us online at hypnosisbootcamp.com and unlock the entire Law of Attraction Bootcamp program for yourself, your 7-day ticket to manifesting your desires into your life. Manifesting whatever you dream of, bringing abundance and good things into your life and trusting that all will be well, these traits aren't reserved for the select few. Instead, allow your subconscious mind to work for you, transforming your current goals into reality. Invest today in your subconscious, the most powerful part of you, and let it help you to achieve the life you truly deserve. The Law of Attraction Bootcamp course comes with a full 1-year money-back guarantee. So visit us online now to take advantage at hypnosisbootcamp.com.